This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I went back and watched the game, the All-22 version, specific to Marcus Mariota, and I've got some thoughts upon further review of that game for you coming up next hour. Also, something that I did not include on my list, Denton, of things that I didn't like in my game recap. I found something that I didn't like that I will add to. But right now, we're talking about how would you handle Jaden Daniels? He is the franchise for all intents and purposes. He's played six games in a drive. He had a rib injury. I'm not going to sit here and act like I am an expert at all on rib injuries, whether it's the rib, whether it's the cartilage, whether, you know, there's pain threshold, whether or not it's more rotational or torque, which is kind of the way Quinn discussed it. But let's just assume in the moment right now, he's not 100%. So how would you handle this week if you were the team? Would you, you know, play him if he's not 100%? Again, let me emphasize, this game is not must win, but it could play into a playoff tie-breaking scenario at the end of the year. It could. Chicago and all of those teams in the NFC North are going to be in the playoff hunt. Chicago, to me, is the least likely to still be there at the end. But what if they are? And what if it came down to Philadelphia won the division, you know, at 11-6, and Washington sitting there in a tiebreaker with Chicago at 9-8 or 10-7? Sunday's game would be the determining factor for that 7 seed, if that's what it came down to. It's kind of a high-profile game. That would not factor into anything for me. The fact that they flex the game into a bigger window, not a national television window, because there are other 425 games Sunday on CBS, but it will be a game that will go to the majority of that CBS audience, and that's why they put it there, Caleb versus Jaden, two teams that are right now combined, what are they, 9-4? The Bears are 4-2, Washington's 5-2. None of that would mean anything to me, the high-profile nature of the game. Who cares? I mean, this is game 8 in a 17-game season. You got 9 more when this one ends. My personal view is this. He's got to be 100% healthy. I don't even know what that means, but it means zero risk. And I'm not talking about, like, there's no risk really with this injury, even if he were to play at 90%, because it's not, you know, it's not a knee, it's not a shoulder. It's, you know, if he got hit on the ribs again, it would be maybe, you know, a couple of more weeks, but it's not going to be career threatening or whatever. I'm talking about, you know, I don't care about that. I want him to be 100% healthy, or I don't want him out there. I don't want the risk of him even injuring the rib again and being lost for another game or two. I don't want him out there if he's not able to play like himself. I don't want a different game plan because we're going to protect him. We're going to run zone read, but we're not going to have him pull it. We're not going to drop him back as much. We're going to include more quick game. We're going to really try to run the football. We're going to double Montez Sweat so he doesn't sniff our quarterback, whatever the case may be. It's game 8. It's not even about rookie year versus 4-year vet or 5-year vet. It's about this game not being must win, although it's an important game. It could play out that way. I want my guy to be 100% healthy and 100% comfortable. They should be able to figure that out, I would think, by watching him practice. They have tomorrow, they have Thursday, they have Friday. Really tomorrow and Thursday primarily. We'll know a lot more tomorrow afternoon, Did he practice or didn't he practice? You know, where is he on the injury report? Did not practice, limited, full go. We'll know a lot more. But right now, we don't know what the answers are to it. So the question is, how would you handle this? If this were a playoff game, if this were a game in which they had to win to get into the playoffs, you know, in late December, early January, I would think differently about it. I would not be worried about, you know, oh my God, I mean, I have to protect this franchise player. You know, we've got to protect him from himself. You know, the RG3 conversation. And again, I don't want to get into relitigating that. There was a lot more to it than just coach, you know, malpractice. That's not what it was. You know, if there's a game you got to win to get into the postseason and he's at 90%, there's a little bit of pain. There's a little bit of, you know, we got to, you know, load him up with a different kind of, you know, protective gear. David Aldridge asked about flak jackets. I guess the answer to that was the gear that they now use to protect the ribs just in a normal setting without injured ribs is apparently good enough. This was more of a torque or a rotational, not a direct impact, you know, but by the way he went down. But it's not a playoff game, and it's not a game that they have to win to get into the postseason. And by the way, let me just add this. I think that while your chances are less that you can win this game without Jaden Daniels and with Marcus Mariota starting, there is still a chance that they can win this game with Marcus Mariota starting if they support him and they got a run game and they play a little bit better defensively and he plays like he did on Sunday. It's a different opponent. Chicago much better defensively and otherwise than Carolina. But I think that you're not throwing in the towel with Marcus Mariota at all. 301-230-0980. This situation this week, my guy's got to be 100% comfortable, no twinge, no rotational, just a little bit, but I'm good. None of that. All right, doctors have to, you know, feel good about it. If he's not that, I'm sitting him Sunday against Chicago. I would feel differently if this were a game at the end of the year that they had to have or a playoff game, but this particular setup, I'm sitting him. How would you handle it, Denton?
I would also want him to be 100% and healthy. I would ask the doctors a question, like, because 100% obviously varies at this point in the season in the NFL. Guys are beat up. You're getting a lot of hits. I'd ask the doctors, though, can he injure it more? If the answer is no, he cannot injure it more this weekend outside of taking, like, a brutal hit, but he can't injure it more just in going through the playing of the quarterback position and the offense that they're going to run, I would put him out there. But if there is a potential that he could greatly injure it more by taking just a casual hit, then I would not put him out there.
You know, that's an interesting approach because I know this just from being a weekend hack, you know, hoops player. I've had lots of back issues. When you have back discomfort, even if you can participate in whatever you're doing, you then make other areas of your body vulnerable because you're moving differently to protect that. So if he's protecting that particular area and movement is different, is he putting another part of his body at risk? I would want to know that. And those are the things that doctors know. But I think, you know, anybody that's ever been injured, it's like, yeah, it's my back, but because it's my back or it's my knee, I'm walking differently or I'm running differently, and that's putting another part of my body actually at risk. So I would want that cleared, too. I want him 100%. I want him to be able to play Sunday like Jaden Daniels and not be worried about, yeah, there's just a small, you know, twinge there when I move in a certain way and I don't want to get hit there. No, I'm sitting him at that point. All right, phone lines are lit, 301-230-0980. How would you handle this week with Jaden Daniels? Describe it any way you want. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.